我们要继续。我第一次在上个月讲到神的应许，因为我没有时间讲完，我要把它讲完。
So we're going to continue the topic of God's promises.
我们稍微有一点点的复习。
And let's review.
我们谈过什么是应许。
First, though, what is God's promise?
有三点。第一个是将来一定会发生的。
First is that it's in the future that will be fulfilled.
一定会实现的。
That will be fulfilled.
那第二个是因为神的恩典，他主动给我们的。
Second is that out of God's grace that God has given to us proactively.
不是我们一直跟他求，死求要求，然后呢会用什么方法换来的？不是这样。
Not,
神已经主动的，因为他爱我们，他的恩典是给我们的。
Not because of what we ask for and then exchange with God, and then but He will abundantly giving to us proactively.
我用一个应许，用一个仓库，好像神的这种要给我们的福气的仓库来形容。
And then we can look at God's promises like God's storehouse.
当我说你去求的，就好像你拿了钥匙，然后把那个仓库打开去找你要的应许。
And then when you ask for it, it's like you have a key to the storehouse, and then you can get whatever you want.
第三点，应许是有条件的。
Third, the promise is conditional.
就是说，你若怎么样，然后就会怎么样。
If you do this, then this will happen.
所以我们把它叫做约，是神跟人的约，因为神有应许，所以他需要跟我们做一个约定，一个契约，说你要这样子，这个就是你的。
So God makes a covenant with His people.
那我们也谈到说，当我们活在应许中的时候。
And when we live in God's promise.
什么叫做活在应许中？
What does that mean?
就是你每一天都去找神的应许，让神的应许在你的生活里面，让它能够彰显出来。
That means that you will find God's promise, and then you will be able to get it and fulfill it in your life.
我们当中有没有很多人储存很多你过去很喜欢或者是好的东西没有在用？
Do any of us collect things that we don't use in our house?
有这种收集的习惯的，就是有好的东西你舍不得用，然后你把它收起来，有这种习惯的举手。
If you have a habit of collecting precious things that you don't use all the time, raise your hand.
请放下，偶尔拿出来看一看，觉得很高兴，对不对？
Sometimes you'll take it out and touch it, makes you feel good.
我很惊讶，不多耶。
I'm very surprised, only few of us.
所以你们都是很实际的。买了就用，用了就丢，然后再换，是这样吗？
So I guess some of you, most of you are very practical. You will buy it, use it, and throw away.
当你收集很多好东西之后呢，有一个现象。
There's a phenomenon that if you start collecting these precious things,
久而久之你就忘记了，会不会？
You'll forget them.
黄庆，你会不会忘记？他说安装什么？
烂东西也收集。
哦，烂东西也收集。但是你觉得值得收集的，但是会忘，就是你把它收着，舍不得用。但是呢，久而久之，你就忘着你有那个东西了。
We collect, we feel like it's very precious, it's worth a while, and then we forget.
我记得有哪一家的弟兄跟他的太太说，你再收三年以上不用了就丢了。
I remember there's a brother said, "Hey sister, wife, if you do not use it for 3 years, I'm gonna throw them away."
但是神的应许不是这样子哈，我不用就丢了。
But it's not like God's promise.
我们需要神的应许。
We need God's promise.
而且我希望大家好好的去找出来用。
I want everyone to find God's promises.
如果你常常用神的应许，你就活在神的应许当中。
If you find God's promise, then you will be live in God's promise.
然后我讲到有几个结果，一个你会有勇气。
So there are some consequences of it. First, you will be bold.
你的信心，你跟神的信心会成长。
And your faith will grow.
因为你常常体验到是这是真的。体验了神所给你的结果，你当然就会对他更有信心。
Because you will experience His genuine faith, and that you know it is real.
然后你会有期待跟盼望。
And then you will have expectations.
你不会绝望的。
You will not be in despair.
你不会失望的。
You will not be disappointed.
这几天接触了一个弟兄。
There was a brother that I met several days ago.
他说他找到了一个绝路了，他走到绝路。
He said that I'm at the wit's end.
他说他几乎常常想要走到后面那个湖里面就这样走下去了。
And then he wanted to just step into the lake and not come out.
但是他跟我讲一句话。
But then he told me this.
他说我突然间想到，我有很多神的话还没有念。
And then I realized that there are so many God's words that I have not read it yet.
他就开始埋头在神的话语里面。
And then he will dig through the Bible.
然后我相信他现在可以跟我说，我不用走绝路了。
And then I believe that he will be able to tell me that he is no longer at the wit's end.
活在应许中的人，不管什么环境，他一定有期待，有盼望。
Because in God's promise, then we have hope and expectations.
活在应许中的结果，你会有增加你的耐性。
And then living God's promise will give you perseverance.
因为神神把应许实现的时候，总是要给我们一段时间去等候。
Because when God's promise is realized, God will give us time for us to experience.
为什么
？Why is that?
他不宠我们，他不纵容我们，予取予求，要就给。
Because He does not spoil us.
他给的一定会给。
He will give us for sure.
但是他为了他自己时间，还有他的看法、智慧的缘故呢，他要你等一段时间。
Because in His own ways and time, that He wants us to wait for a while.
一方面考验你有没有心怀二意。
One is to test us whether we doubt.
然后一方面训练我们在生活里面的耐性。
Also train us that we'll have a perseverance in life.
神怎么训练我们？父母亲们，你就要这样训练你的孩子。
How God train us? This is how parents should train our children.
给他多少钱，我想不是最好的办法。
It's not that it's not a good idea to just give them money.
训练你的孩子有耐性，有毅力。
To train them in perseverance.
有困难的时候，帮助他们自己要走过去。
When they have suffering, they need to be able to overcome themselves.
不是替代他们受苦。
But not to help them and then make it easy.
因为神就是这样训练我们的。
This is how God disciplines us.
他是爱。
Because He loves us.
他看着我们在受苦时候，他等着，那也是爱。
Because when we are in suffering, He's waiting for us, and that is God's love.
你知道我们陪着人家受苦不容易。
You know that when we suffer with another person, it's very difficult.
我们宁可那个苦难早点过去，宁可赶快找一个办法解决。
We want to solve the problem. We don't want suffering.
但是有时候很奇怪，我们的神却会很安静着看着你怎么样走过这个困苦。
But very amazingly, that God silently watch us how we walk through the valley.
活在神的应许当中的结果有方向，你不会觉得说没有路，你一定有一个方向可以走。
And then the living God's promise will give us a direction.
因为圣经告诉我们说，后面会有一个声音告诉你向左向右，或这条路可以走，不可以走。
Because God's voice will help us direct us this way, that way.
你活在神的应许里面，你有力量。
And then you will have strength.
我们很需要力量，对不
对？ We need strength.
人很脆弱的。
We are weak.
或许我们每一天这样很自然的吃三餐、睡觉、工作，可是人是非常脆弱的。
We may live in a routine, but we are very weak.
我不用解释。
We don't have to explain it.
只要是四十岁以上的人就知道。
After 40 years old, you will know.
可能三十岁以上你就知道了。
Or maybe after 30.
因为以前都是父母亲撑着。
Because in the past, the parents help us.
我前天在哪里讲？我说哦，上个礼拜我说不是我们长大了，就表示我们不害怕，表示我们都有能力了。
It's not that after we are grown to a certain age, then we become fearless.
长大的意思是你要更努力，更费上心力去负你自己的责任。
That means that we have to pay attention and work hard to be responsible.
我们需要力量。
So we need strength.
我们需要喜乐。
We need joy.
不然的话，你的情绪会被波动。
Otherwise, our emotion will be shifted left and right.
我们需要安息。
And we need
平静的一种心情。
We need rest. We need peace.
这是我讲过的。如果你活在神的应许里面，你常常把神的应许拿来用的话，你会得到这些我说过是好像我们的灵里的营养剂一样。
So if we live in God's promise and we retrieve God's promise, then these items are like the vitamins in our spirits.
如果你知道你需要这些，那你如何能够有这个这样的一个结果
？So If we want this, and want this as in our life, how can we do that?
第一个，你需要相信。
First, you must believe.
相信神的应许是真的。
Believe God's promise is true.
对神没有怀疑。
Do not doubt God.
第二个，你要求。
Second, ask.
我说过，神的方法不是随便丢给你，你要就给你，不是圣诞老公公就一天到晚就给你要的。
God is not like a Santa Claus, and then he'll just throw gifts to you.
你要，你就要跟他求。
You need it, you ask.
然后能够有这样的应许，或者应许中呢，就是我刚才讲过，你需要忍耐。
And then the third is that you must persevere.
等候。
And wait on the Lord.
那现在我要把上次我没有讲的跳过去的两点要把它补完。第一点是我们来看一下圣经里面旧约里面所谓应许的一个很典型的例子。
So we're going to continue today on God's promise. It's a model of God's promise.
我们来看一个经文。
Let's look at the scripture.
你记得我讲过吗？圣经里面提到最多应许的那一卷书是哪一卷？你知道吗？
Do you remember which book of the Bible that has the most of God's promises?
我跟你们说，三生五令还是对不对？生命记，对了，你们还教我怎么讲三生五令。
It's a Deuteronomy.
三命五生还是错了。
That means that we keep on repeating and repeating and repeating.
老了，好，你看那么有限哈，所以这个生命记里面讲的是神的命令。
If this is a repetition of God's commands,
但是同时也是最多应许的。
And has most promises in the Bible.
意思是说，如果你在这样的一个约定的范围里面，那那些应许都是你的。
If we live in God's covenant, then these promises are ours.
我们一起来念这段经文，《生命记》第二十六章十六到十九节。
So let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 16.
好，我们一起来。耶和华你的神今日吩咐你行这些律例典章，所以你要尽心尽性谨守遵行。你今日耶和华你的神应许遵行他的道，谨守他的律例诫命典章，听从他的话。耶和华今日照他所应许你的，也认你为他的子民，使你谨守他的一切诫命，又使你得称赞、美名、尊荣，超乎他所造的万民之上，并照他所应许的，使你归耶和华你神为圣洁的名。
Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 16 to 19. The Lord your God commands you this day to follow these decrees and laws. Carefully observe them with all your heart and with all your soul.You have declared this day that the Lord is your God, and that you will walk in his ways, that you will keep his decrees, commands, and laws, and that you will obey him. And the Lord has declared this day that you are his people, his treasured possession, as he promised, and as you are to keep all his commands. He has declared that he will set you in praise, fame, and honor high above all the nations he has made, and that you will be a people holy to the Lord your God, as he promised.
如果我们去翻遍旧约的应许，
If we look through God's promises in the Old Testament,
它的范围几乎就在这个范围里面。
And really kind of narrowed down to this boundary.
第一个神就说，那你就要做我的子民，我要做你的神，你是我的。
That means that you will be my people, I will be your God, and you are mine.
在这里说，如果你今天认耶和华为你的神，
So if you declare God is your God,
条件就是要认他，然后要遵行，要听他的话，
and obey him.
那这个应许是什么？第一个，你是他的。
That the promise will be that you are his.
他帮你负责。
He will be responsible for you.
他帮你做主。
That he will guide you and lead you.
你不必当孤儿。
That you will no longer be orphans.
你不要成为一个求助无门的一个人。
Or you will become helpless.
第二种应许常常就是放在你会得到什么。
And the second type of promise is that you will gain something.
这个以色列进了迦南得什么？
So the Israelites went into promised land, got what?
得什么？圣经常用两个字。
What did they get?
产业，对不对？得产业。
Inheritance.
得地。
The land.
那这里说我们会得称赞，得美名，得尊荣。
And he says that we will be in praise, fame, and honor high above all the nations.
一个神的子民，他只要走在神的约里面的时候，我们不必活在羞耻里面。
When God's people live in God's promise, then we will no longer be in shame.
我们没有苦毒。
That we have no bitterness.
我们会得称赞，得美名，得尊荣。
That we will be in praise, fame, and honor.
但是这种意思跟我们一般讲说，哦，我要有名气，我要出名，那个不一样。
But it does not tell us that we will become famous.
这两个本质是不一样的。
It will not be a celebrity.
那我不多讲了哈。然后第三个。
Third.
旧约的神跟我们给我们应许的一个很典型的就是归神为圣洁之名。
A typical God's promise will be that we will be the people holy to God.
摩西跟神这样说过。
Remember Moses said this to the Lord.
是你把我们带出来的。
You brought us out.
你要跟我们一起去。
You had to go with us.
这样子人家才知道我们是属于你的，是蒙恩的。
Then the nations will know that we belong to you.
人家才知道说我们是跟他们不一样的。
That we are different from other people.
这就是这个意思。
That's what it means.
这里神说，你就归你的神为圣洁的名。
That we will be people holy to the Lord.
我们是人家可以认出来是不一样的。
That other people can recognize us, we're different.
因为我们的背景不同。
Because we have different backgrounds.
我们是属神的。
We belong to God.
我常常跟一些家庭说，你们家有你们家的精神。
I tell the families that you need to have the spirit of your own family.
有时候父母会跟我说，我的孩子常跟我说，人家别家都可以，我们家不可以。
We hear the children say that other kids will do it this way, not in our house.
我的儿子也说过。
My son said this too.
我怎么回答他？我说我们家就是这样。
This is how we work in our family.
如果你非常不满成为这个家的人，
If you are not happy with this family,
我可以帮助你换一个。
I can help you to move to another family.
神家有神家的不一样的地方。
God's family has the spirit of God's family.
分别出来。
So make it distinct.
今天青少年很多危机在这里，不敢跟人家不一样。
The teenagers have the risk that they do not want to be different from others.
当我在思考这个主题的时候，我很难不讲到父母亲跟孩子的关系，我就觉得好像神跟我们的关系。
When I contemplate on this topic, I must talk about parents and children.
从小训练你的孩子可以跟人家不一样。
So train up your children from young that they can be different.
如果别人都做错了，
If all the other kids do the wrong things,
他可以做对。
Your children can be right.
我的意思不是说那种标新立异，就是故意跟人家不一样。
Not that they have to make themselves so different.
Yeah. 人家穿长你一定要穿短。
That when people wearing a long sleeve, they'll wear short sleeves.
那人家穿短的你一定要穿长的。
And then when they wear short sleeves, then they will wear long sleeves.
那个叫做标新立异，就是跟人家格格不合，就是跟人家不一样。
That means that they try to be different.
那这种不一样跟我现在讲的这不一样是不一样的。
This is different from the difference that I'm talking about.
一个是有你自己的原则，你知道什么是好的，然后你可以拒绝那些不好的，而能够站稳你的立场。
The difference that we need to keep is that we have a principle that we need to stand on.
一个是反抗性，是心里有问题的才会标新立异。
It's not that we are rebellious, we try to make it different with others.
所以基督徒神的儿女，神答应说要让我们归他为圣。
So God promised us, he wants us to be people that's holy to him.
有一些教义上常有争论。
We have a dispute among the theologians.
到底神的儿女有没有办法成为圣洁的人？
Whether God's children can be a holy nation.
死后才圣洁呢？
Is it when we will become in the future?
还是我们这个活着，我们就要成为一个圣徒，一个圣洁的人。
Or we can be saints, we can be holy in this lifetime.
如果用圣经的立场来说，这个问题我们不用思考。
So from biblically, that we don't have to think about this problem.
因为这是神的应许。
Because this is God's promise.
圣经说，如果你怎么样，我就要让你成为归我为圣洁的百姓。
Because if we follow the covenant, then God will make us holy to Him.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书保罗说，他是信实的，那照我们的本是信实的。
First Thessalonians, Paul said that God is faithful.
他亲自要成就这个事情，这是圣经讲的。他亲自成就这事。
He will fulfill this himself.
成为圣洁的人，这个是神的应许。
So to be a holy nation is God's promise.
是你要不要这个应许
？The question is that whether you want that promise.
不是可不可能
？The question is not whether it is possible or not.
是你要不要
？Whether are you willing or not.
然后所呈现的那个圣洁的本质是神做的。
And then the manifestation of the holiness is God's word.
我们没有办法做任何的让自己更圣洁的事情。
We cannot do it on ourselves.
所以另外一个例子。
So another example.
我们再看一下这个约书亚第一章第七到第九节。
In Joshua chapter 1 verse 7.
约书亚第一章第七到第九节，我们如果你愿意看，荧幕上就起来念来。只要刚强，大大壮胆， 谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 6 to 9. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
在这里我们看到我们的责任是什么？要刚强。
So our responsibility in this promise is that we need to be strong and courageous.
不要灰心。
Now do not be discouraged.
不要放弃。
Do not give up.
他说大大的壮胆。
But be very courageous and strong.
然后谨守遵行。
And then obey all the laws.
这个是我们的责任。
And that's our responsibility.
这是这个要是我们要做决定的。
And then, so we make a decision, we will follow or not.
神造人给人有自由的意志。
God created us with the will to select.
他绝对不会去干涉、剥夺你的自由意志。
He will not interfere with our selections.
他把这个自由意志给你。
He gives us a freedom of choice.
他可以引导你，可以开导你。
He can lead us.
把那个光照在你面前说，应该这样比较好。
And then he will shine a light and say, this is where you should go.
可是是你自己要做一个决定。
But you have to make the decision to follow.
他不会干涉、勉强你做决定。记得这是一个律。
So remember, this is law that God will not force us to make decisions.
所以你信不信主也是你要决定。
So it's your decision whether you're going to be a believer of the Lord or not.
应许在那里。
Promise is here.
但是是你要不要。
But the question is that whether you are willing to accept or not.
如果你已经信了，要不要顺服也是我们的决定。
Likewise, when we become a believer and then we want to be following his command, that's our choice.
我们讲白一点，神不是暴君，不是强制你要做什么决定。
He is not a tyrant to force us to do something.
他说要怎么样，要怎么样，然后你得什么？得到顺利，得到亨通。
And then God, after these promises, then we will be prosperous and successful.
然后是他要跟你同在。
And then he will be with us.
所以我们把这两个比较典型的应许的例子放在一起看，我还可以拿很多例子，但是呢，基本上神的应许有三个重点。
So look at these two passages, and these are the typical God's promises.
第一个，你是他的孩子，无疑的，你是他的孩子。
So which means that first is that you are his children.
你是属于他的家的。
You belong to his family.
他不会高兴的时候就称你为儿子。
It's not that when he's happy, he will call you son.
不高兴的时候，你出去，要你了。
And then when he's not, and then he will kick you out.
你属于他。
You belong to him.
你成为他的民，他成为你的神。
That he's your God, and then we are his people.
第二点。
Second.
他的应许要你得着产业。
He wants us to receive inheritance.
这个产业可以是地，可以是福气，可以是其他的。
It could be land, it could be blessings.
保罗说，凡是互相效力，叫爱神人得到什么？益处。他一定会叫你得益处，没有任何的事情会没有办法让神给你益处的，可以这样说。
Paul said that all things work together for those who love him. And so God wants us to receive goodness.
那第三个应许的重点有四个，对不起，我刚才讲三个，有四点。那第三个是神要造作你成为圣洁的子民。
And then he also wants the third is that he wants to train us to be holy.
神称我们为儿女。
He calls us his children.
他当然要把我们造作成像他的儿女。
So that he can train us to be like his children.
你想神会满足于找一堆人来称他为父亲，然后一点都不像神的个性吗？
Do you think God will be pleased that he called a bunch of people and then they do not really behave like him?
像神，这是我们本来就应该要的。
So to be like God is what he wants us to be.
因为人跟动物不一样的地方，就是神把他的形象给了人。
We're different from animals because God has given us his image and likeness.
今天的问题在哪里？
The problem is
人不像人。
That the people are not like people.
人已经不像神原初所造的那个有他的形象的人。
That we lost the original creation of God's image and likeness.
神答应我们。
But he promised us
只要你归属于我。
If we belong to him,
那我会把你塑造跟我一样。
He will mold us to be like him.
如果你以神为荣，
If we are proud to be God's children,
你会不会觉得人家说、啊、你好像神的样子，你好像耶稣的个性，你会不会觉得很高兴？
And then wouldn't you be happy to hear people say that you look like God, you behave like Jesus?
我们当然会觉得说，哎呀，我真的很像我的爸爸。
Yes, of course, then
我们也会以此为荣，对不对？
Then we'll be proud to be.
所以这是第三个，要他把我们造作成圣洁的子民。
So the third is that God will mold us into his holy people.
跟人家是不一样的。
That we'll be different from others.
第四个，神的答应是要跟我们同在。
Fourth is that God will be with us.
你记得一开始神把以色列人从埃及带出去之后，
Remember that when God led the Israelites out of Egypt,
以色列人的生活最大的不同在哪里？
Their lifestyle changed, and you know what the difference is?
不同在哪里？
What is the main difference?
神跟他们在一起了。
That God was with them.
当亚当夏娃犯罪之后，
After Adam and Eve sinned,
那神的灵离开人。
That God's presence left people.
因为不听神的话就没有办法靠近神，这个是一种定律。
Because disobedience created the absence.
但是当以色列人被带出来之后，神再一次借着刚开始借着那个西乃圣山，有没有？他见到摩西，然后西乃圣山，他用这个圣山来代表表征说神在那里。
And then the Israelites after they left Egypt,And then God's presence was with them, first appeared at the Mount Sinai.
然后接下去他要摩西造什么？
And then he asked Moses to build something.
造什么？
What was that?
会幕，对不对？
Tabernacle.
哦，那个会幕里面有约柜。
It has the Ark of Covenant.
那代表神就在那里。
Which represents God's presence.
所以我们说那个至圣所碰不得的。
So that's why we say that the Holy of Holy we cannot touch.
难道神就住在那个柜子里面吗？
Do you mean that God lives in that small box?
是神要用一个人看得到的去知道说确定说神跟我们在一起了。
No, but God uses something visible to represent his presence.
大卫跟神说我住那么大的、豪宅，然后就是很大的，不是豪宅，豪宅、啊、然后呢神住在会幕实在说不过去，我们来帮神建一个殿，他有这样的心意。
And then remember David said I live in palace and look at God's tabernacle and then let's build a temple for him.
所以从会幕就怎么样，神的同在就移到圣殿。
And then God's presence moved toThe temple.
当神在回答大卫这个造圣殿的时候，有一句话很有意思。
No, there was a response from God that David wanted to build the temple for him.
他说我什么时候跟你要过要住房子？
He said, when
这是我讲的比较白的话。
When did I ask you that I want a temple that for me to live?
我哪里需要住在哪里？
I don't need a place to live.
但是神容许所罗门造这个圣殿。
But God allowed Solomon to build the temple.
因为在那个时候旧约时代的人，他们需要有一个确据，神跟我们同在。
Because the Old Testament people wanted an assurance that God was with them.
他们之所以能够从埃及走那么远，经过那么多的艰难，就是因为他们确定神跟我们同在。
They were out of Egypt and then with much suffering and then when came to the promised land, they all in all they wanted the assurance of God's presence.
上次我用一个例子，我说如果像我的孩子要去大陆，他从来没有去中国过，那他可能要做很多准备，要去学习很多那边的需要是什么？
Remember the example I cited last time, that if my son wanted to go to China and never been there before, then he had to do a lot of preparation on the language and people and place.
后来我想一想说，哎呀，我很爱他，所以我说我跟你去了。
Then I said, I've been there, I love him, I'm going to go with him.
所以他什么都不用准备了。
Then he does not have to prepare anything
anymore. 他可以靠着我，吃我，然后呢，什么他需要我，那里有朋友可以帮他预备。
Because he will follow me, then where he lives and eat, then we'll be able to take care of it.
就是这个意思。
That's what it means.
神说我跟你在一起。
God said, I will be with you.
不管你往哪里去，我跟你在一起。
Regardless of which direction you go, I will be with you.
到了新约的时候，当耶稣要取名的时候，他的名字叫什么？
And then remember in the New Testament, Jesus' name is this.
先知在以赛亚书讲过，他名叫以马内利，神跟我们同在。
Prophet Isaiah said his name will be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us.
我相信每一个神的儿女都希望神跟我们同在。
I believe every God's child wants the presence of God.
不管任何时候。
Regardless in what time.
你确定说神就在这里。
That we want to assure that God is with us.
除非你是那个常常做神不要你做事情的这样的一个人，你做的事情是神不喜欢的。
Unless you are a child that you do things that you know that you do not please God.
那可能你会说神啊，不要老是跟着我，像坑屁虫一样。
Then you say, God, I don't want you. I don't want you.
有些时候你跟我就好了。
Then sometimes I want you, but
困难的时候你跟我就好了。
When I
困难的时候
，When I in difficulty, I want you.
我想瘦的时候，我想去做一点那些。你不喜欢的时候，你就不要跟我来。
When I'm in a good time or things that I want to do, I don't want you to be around. I don't want you.
神说，不管你往哪里去，我跟你同在。
But God said, wherever you go, I will be with you.
这个跟我们同在这个意义太重要了。
And being with us, this meaning is so profound.
所以，神在旧约的这个应许的范围有四点。第一个，你是他的孩子，你不用害怕。
So in the Old Testament, God's promise has four areas. One is that you are God's children, fear not.
你是有人负责的。
Somebody will take care of you.
我讲一句题外话，有时候我跟一些妻子跟我诉苦说，我说你去跟神告状，去跟神告诉他你的丈夫怎么样。
On the sideline, that when I speak to some of the wives and then they're not happy with their husband, I said, sue them in God's court.
很有用的哦。
It's very useful.
你跟他去争执，你跟他去怎么样，没有用。
If you fight with your husband,
只有破坏你们的关系。
It'll break your relationship.
你去跟神告状。
But go to God's court.
让神来管他。
And then let God discipline him.
因为他是神的孩子。
Because he is God's children.
他也是你的父亲。
And then he is your father.
所以你是有人的。
So that he will take care of you.
让他做主。
So let him be the Lord.
然后我们说，当我们得着神的应许的时候，我们会得着。
And then the second is that in God's promise, we will gain benefits.
然后我们说我们会被神塑造成跟他一样像他的，我们成为圣洁的人。
And the third is that He will mold us into God's people, holy people.
然后他的应许是说他跟你同在。
And then the fourth is that He will be with us.
以马内利的神跟我们同在。
God with us, Emmanuel, be with us.
当人家不理解你的时候，他跟你在一起。
When you were misunderstood, He will be with you.
不管任何的时候，他跟你在一起。
He will be with you in all situations.
那我们来看一下新约。
And then we look at the New Testament.
我们看看新约神的应许有没有什么改变。
If there's any changes in the New Testament promises,
第一个，我们来看两个经节。
First, look at the two verses.
约翰三章十六节，我们都会背这个，对不对
？John 3:16, the famous verse.
一起来，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, for whomsoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
然后约翰一书二章二十五节。
And then 1 John chapter 2, verse 25.
约翰一书二章二十五节，主所应许我们的就是什么？永生。
And this is what he promised us, even eternal life.
第一个永生。
So first is eternal life.
我在台湾做营会的时候，跟孩子解释永生。
When I was in Taiwan in the children camp, I explained eternal life.
我跟他们说，我们可以永远的跟神住在一起。
That we will be with God forever.
那灭亡呢？
And then what is perished?
我们永远的跟神分开。
That we forever be apart from God.
神是爱。
God is love.
我们永远的有爱。
That we forever will have love.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
公义的。
Just,
我们就活在这个公义圣洁里面。
And then we live in God's holiness and just.
跟神隔绝的话是很可怕的，没有爱。
And then it's so awful that we will be apart from God, without love and without light.
那事实上我们是跟魔鬼在一起的。
And then we will be with the devil.
这是很可怕的。
And that is terrifying.
我这样来解释永生。
So this is how I explain the eternal life.
这个应许得到永生的意思是什么？
So the promise of gaining the eternal life, what does that mean?
约翰第一章告诉我们说，凡是接待他信他的名的人就有权柄成为神的儿女。
John said that whosoever that will receive him will believe in his name, that God will give the right to be his children.
当我们说我有永生，
When we say we have eternal life,
什么意思？
What does that mean?
我是神家的人，
I am a member of God's household.
我跟神要永远的在一起，
We'll be with God forever.
所以刚才我们讲的旧约的应许的第一点，我们是神的儿女的那个名分一样的。
So this is equivalent to the Old Testament of first element that we will be His people.
第二个，我们来看一下彼得后书第一章第四节。彼得后书第一章第四节。
And then we turn to Second Peter verse chapter 1 verse 4.
因此，一起来，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4, through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
这里提到这个应许是又宝贵又大的应许。
And this promise is great and precious.
什么应许？
What is that promise?
已经不再像世界的人，而是像神了，跟神的性情有份。
That will be participate in divine nature, not like the world.
我过去的我的背景不太提到这个圣洁，不太提到圣洁这个事情。
In the past, that people surrounding me seldom mentioned the topic of holiness.
所以我对圣洁知道这个词句，可是没有什么样的体验。
I know about the word, but not.From the experience.
我四周围的人不太提圣洁的。
And then people surrounding me do not talk about holiness.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
人家怎么样，我也一样。
Other people like this, I'll be like that.
是我从来没有想过说，哦，我是神的孩子，我应该不一样。
And then seldom I thought that I'm a God's child, I need to be different.
一直到我遇见牧师。
Until I met Reverend Shi.
然后我跟几个比较年资比较年长的宣教士
，and then I met with several of the elderly missionaries，
一起同工
，work with them。
我那时候已经神学院毕业，已经服侍神很久了。
I already in the missionary field of many years。
我从他们身上才知道说，哦，原来圣经说我们要归神为圣洁的子民。
Then I realized that the meaning of to be people holy to God.
然后这个经节对我来讲真的是又宝贵又大的应许。
And then this scripture says that this is a great and precious promise.
脱离败坏的性情。
That we will be escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
然后向神的性情。
And then to participate in divine nature.
你羡慕吗？
Do you admire that?
为什么我那个时候感触那么大？
That's why I felt it so much moved.
因为我发现牧师也是一样，长老又怎么样，教会又怎么样，讲的是一回事，做的又是一回事。
And then I looked around the pastors, the deacons. They say one thing and they will behave differently.
我不是怪他们，但是我发现说我对他们没有期待了，我连对我自己都失望了。
That I don't have any high expectations from them, and I even don't have an expectation out of myself.
我在信神信什么？
So, I believe God, and this is how I work.
我在传什么？
So what do I? And this is what I preach.
把一群人带进来。
I bring people to God.
然后一样的，跟以前一样。
And then
喜乐的不喜乐，生气的生气。
And、
那
then,
我在做什么
？And then just be like in the old days, they're joyless, and then they get angry.
神非常恩待连续我。
But God was so.Gracious to me.
当我在找这个答案的时候
，When I was seeking for the answer for this question,
他让我遇见牧师
，That I found my husband.
遇见几个宣教士
and met several missionaries.
我终于明白说这个应许是我的
and then I realized that this promise is mine.
脱离从情欲来的败坏
and then to escape the corruption from the evil desires.
然后就可以跟神的性情有份
and then to participate in divine nature.
怪不得彼得说又宝贵又极大的应许
No wonder Peter said this is a great and precious promise.
我相信彼得跟我有同样的感受
I believe Peter and I have the same feeling.
谈到彼得你想到什么
When you mentionPeter, what do you think about him?
你想到什么?
What do you think about him?
圣人彼得吗?
Saint Peter?
胆小,说话很夸大,然后很武断,什么都是有他的声音。
He was coward and then he was,
不是说骄傲。
He will boast,
yeah.
Yeah, and then he will do things that out of his own strength.
他不晓得他在说什么话。
He does not know what he's talking about.
但他真的是这样说。
He really said that.
可是后来就发现说，彼得啊，你是一个失败的人。
And then we realized that, hey, Peter, you failed.
所以彼得说这句话，他是有体验的。
So Peter said this in the second Peter.
他说这是一个宝贵又极大的应许。
It's out of his own experience that this is a great and precious promise.
可以让我们脱离从世界来的败坏。
That we can be escaped from the corruption of the world.
然后跟神的性情有份。
And then participate in divine nature.
我这样讲很危险，对不对？
It's a very dangerous talk,
有一天你看到师母说、
right?
你看他不是像神的性情有份吗 I, 怎么会这样子
And then if I fall someday then you may say Hey look at the Mrs. She fell
我不是说过吗这不是我的工作是神的工作
Remember this is not my work It's God's work
是他的应许
It's promise
我有个愿意的心
Only with a willing heart
我羡慕这样的应许
That I want this to be happening in my life
因为在世界里面的性情是不自由的
Because of the nature that's out of this world Doesn't have freedom
我们变成被怒气控制
that we are controlled by anger
被苦毒控制
controlled by bitterness
被很强的自我的意识控制
and then controlled by our self-esteem
当你向神的时候你就自由了
and then when we face God then we become liberated
所以这个应许是给羡慕要向神的人
and then this promise is for those who admire to be liberated
我不知道你对于这个彼得说又宝贵又大的应许的这样的字眼对你有什么样的作用
When we say this is a great and precious promise I wonder what do you think about this passage
这是我很大的体验
And then I experienced this greatly
我抓住这个应许
I hold on to this promise
不管多少的失败
Regardless of how many times I fall
不管多少的缺点
That how many shortcomings I have
神答应我要让跟他的性情有份
But he promised me that he want me to participate in the divine
这一点跟旧约的归他为圣洁的子民你是一样的。
This is equivalent in the Old Testament of to be holy, yeah, to be people in holiness.
好，那现在第三个，我们来看两个经节，一个以弗所书第一章十三节。
And then let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
以弗所书第一章十三节，我们一起来念来。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
在这里告诉我们，神给我们的应许，在新约里面说是圣灵的印记。
The promise that he given to us is the Holy Spirit.
加拉太书第三章十四节。
And then the Galatians 3:14.
我们一起来，这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 14 He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit
我们有时间细说圣灵
I don't have time to talk in detail on the Spirit of God
他是我们所信三位一体的神其中的一个位格
He is the one of the members of the triune God
不是一种能力
Not a power
也不是一种想象
or it's an imagination
是一位神在我们里面
He is a person in us
我还有三个经节在周报你回去再去看
There were three more scriptures in the bulletin
在耶稣要离开以前他说你不要忧愁我走了他是人所以他不能同时在很多地方那他要走了
Jesus said this to his disciple before he departed He said fear not that I'm leaving
但是 我求父差遣圣灵。
But I ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit.
接下去他怎么讲？
And then he
要跟你们同在。
So that he can be with you.
而且要住在你的里面。
And dwell in you.
圣灵是要跟你在一起。
Holy Spirit needs to be with you.
这个跟旧约时候神说，不管你往哪里去，我跟你在一起。
And this is equivalent to the Old Testament of that wherever you go, I'll be with you. It's the same.
但是现在这个圣灵是一个三位一体的神的一个位格，他不但跟我们在一起，还住在我们的里面。
And this is a third member of the triune God, not only be with us, but also dwell in us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
如果你是神的儿女，
If you are God's children,
你知道圣灵是跟你在一起的吗？
Do you know that the Holy Spirit is with you?
你躺着，你起床，你想什么，圣灵是在你的里面的。
You wake up, you get up, he's with you.
因为这是新约讲的。
Because that's what the New Testament
你不要他跟着去，他都一定要跟着去。
You don't want him to be around; he will be around.
所以保罗才说，不要让圣灵担忧。
So that's why Paul said that do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
这个旧约的时代只能借着一个象征，不管是圣山或者是会幕或圣殿，来知道神的同在。现在圣灵自己住在我们的里面。
In the Old Testament, God's presence was represented in the Mount Sinai in the tabernacle. But now in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit is in us, with us.
何等大的恩典！
Such a great grace.
他在我们的里面。
He is in us.
所有的应许。
All the promises.
只要他在你的里面。
If he is in us.
都是你的。
They're all yours.
神的应许
God's promises
是给他的百姓的
is for his people
是给他所爱的儿女的
those that are beloved God's children
你知道有多少应许
Do you know how many promises
你拥有多少神的应许
God's promise do you have Do you know how much of God's promise do you have
你享受了多少神的应许
How much of God's promises have you experienced?
记得谈到神的应许的时候
Remember when we talk about God's promises
事实上是神跟我们之间的约定
It's a promise between God and us
神跟人之间有约
There's a covenant he has with us
他不会爽约
That he will not break his promise
我们或许会失约
We may break our part
但是神不会
But he will not break his part.
他说我是守约是慈爱的神。
He is God, a promise keeper.
这本圣经里面充满着神要给我们的。
This book has filled with what he wants to give us.
你要不要？
Do you want them?
你羡慕不羡慕？
Do you admire that you?
你是不是浪费了很多神的应许？
That have you wasted God's so many promises?
就刚像刚才我们看的那首歌，唱的那首诗歌说，白白的受痛苦。
And then the hymn we sang that, that how many suffering that we took in vain.
这一位尊大的神,
that in this mighty God,
创造万物的神,
the creator of heaven and earth,
看上你,
that he picked you up,
选上你,
selected you,
然后跟你有约定,
and then made a covenant with you.
孩子你不要害怕,
fear not, my child,
都是你的,
all yours.
这几天啊，从上礼拜到现在，我们常常跟那 Karen， 他今天在我们当中有一些对话。他每一天都跟我讲一个神的应许。
And then in the past few days that we were with our sister Karen, and then every day we mentioned God's promise.
我相信他在这短短的一两个礼拜之间，一个礼拜多之间，所用的应许可能比一年还多。
And then out of these 10 days.The promises that she has experienced is more than what we experience in a year.
她的环境看起来是不晓得会怎么样。
We don't know what will happen to her, and her surroundings has changed.
但她抓着神的应许。
But she grabbed on God's promise.
享受神的应许。
Experienced God's promise.
在神的应许里面安息。
And then rest in God's promises.
这是神答应要给我们的。
And that's what God promised us to give.
心里终于不再流 期待着雨后缤纷的彩虹，诉说你我的约定。我不安的脚步终于可以停歇，主以你为我摆设了生命的喜羊羊。
我们一起来，与你有约，
与你有约，是永恒的约，彩虹为证，千古不变。我要高歌，为生命喜悦。
My empty heart of my spirit, and I will no longer be in tears, expecting the after the rain. There is that colorful, beautiful rainbow at the other side, and telling me the promise that you have in you.My restless footsteps, I can finally be restful. Because Lord, you have established the wonderful feast of a life.I have a promise with you, an eternal promise, with the rainbow as the witness that you will not change. I will sing with the joy of my life. All the universe sing for your love and grace.
永远是永恒的约，彩虹为证，千古不变。我要高歌，为生命喜悦，万物歌颂你的慈爱，大地诉说你的恩。
Let us pray.
我们要像大卫这样说，天父啊，人算什么？
We will pray like David. Who am I?
你竟如此的顾念我们。
That you will look after us.
你让你的儿子道成肉身。
That you will send your son Jesus Christ to be the flesh.
谦卑顺服。
Humble himself and obeyed you.
只为了让我们得着你的应许
，so that we can be in your promise，
让我们成为你的儿女
，that we can be your children，
让我们可以跟你永远的在一起
，that we can be with you forever，
让我们可以成为像你的性情
，that we can be participating in the divine nature，
让我们可以向着罪我们自由
，that we can be freed from sin，
让我们知道你永远的跟我们在一起
，that we know you are with us forever。
何等的慈爱
！Such love，
我们没有办法用心里面足够的感恩来感谢你。
That we cannot express our gratitude。
求你把这样子的信息
，But help us to put your message in us。
圣灵继续的对我们说话
，That your spirit continue to speak in us。
如果我们当中有人不明白你的应许的
，Any of us that who do not know your promise，
从来不享受你应许的
，Never experienced your promises。
不知道你有多爱我们的。
That we do not know how much you love us.
哦，主，求你今天触动我们。
Lord, we ask that you would touch us.
整本圣经。
That the entire Bible.
你在呼唤我们。
You call us.
孩子。
child.
我爱你。
I love you.
我与你有约。
I have a promise with you.
我一定要实现。
I will fulfill that.
你愿意到我的面前吗？
Are you willing to come to me?
你愿意来享受我的应许吗？
Are you willing to experience the promise?
你乐意与我永远的住在一起吗？
Are you willing to live with me?
但愿我们听到这样的声音。
So for those who will listen to his voice,
孩子为了当中有人心里面不冷不热的人来祷告。
And I pray for those that our heart is still not hot and not cold.
如果这样的爱没有办法让我们的心热起来。
That this love cannot stir up our hearts.
主啊，不要放弃我们。
Do not forgive us. Do not forsake us.
继续地敲我们的门。
That continue to knock on our hearts.
一直到我们完全地享受你自己的应许。
Until we can completely enjoy your promises.
这个时候我相信弟兄姐妹心里面有声无声的祷告。
And that we trust our brothers and sisters all our prayers.
圣灵也在带我们祷告。
That the Holy Spirit is also praying for us.
圣灵正在为我们祷告。
He is praying for us.
主耶稣也在父的右边体恤我们的为我们祷告。
And then even the Jesus is praying at the right hand of God.
在我们的圣灵要做工。
That the Holy Spirit will work in our heart.
天父你吸引我们。
Father, attract us.
让我们紧紧地靠近你。
So that we can be closer to you.
享受你的应许。
Experience your promises.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. 与你有约是永恒的约，在后会中进入边，我要歌唱，为圣灵喜悦，万物的生命你赐恩，大地诉说你的恩典。 Please be seated.